AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Lebanese Red Cross says an Israeli airstrike hit an apartment building in northern Lebanon, killing at least 21 people. It comes a day after a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base in northern Israel killed four soldiers. Here's the AP's Joseph Fetterman.
This is the most serious Hezbollah attack since Israel launched its ground invasion of Lebanon 2 weeks ago. Israel's air defenses have performed quite well during the past year of war. Thousands of rockets and missiles and other projectiles have been launched into Israeli skies. But at times, these systems have struggled against the drone threat.
Hezbollah has vowed to keep up the attacks on Israel until there's a ceasefire in Gaza. Officials say federal disaster workers paused and then changed some of their hurricane recovery efforts in North Carolina after receiving threats they could be targeted by a militia. Canada and India have each expelled six diplomats.
As part of an escalating dispute over last year's assassination of Sikh activist Hardeep Singh Najjar in Canada, which notified India that its ambassador was a person of interest in the assassination. India has rejected the accusation as absurd. Bridget Govan, Assistant Commissioner, Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
We're not here to speak specifically about the Najjar homicide, but we want to draw your attention and inform the public of the breadth of criminal activity that is occurring in Canada, which is a grave concern to our public safety. And what I can tell you, though, as a result of those investigations, we have uncovered connections to the government of India.
The RCMP also says they have evidence linking agents of the government of India to violent crimes committed in Canada. I'm Julie Walker.
A pair of three-year-old giant pandas have left a research facility in China and will soon be flown to Washington. Less than a year ago, the National Zoo in Washington sent its three wildly popular pandas back to China. The Dow finished up 201 points. This is AP News. Russia says it captured the city of Lovodny in southern Ukraine.
As it probes for weaknesses along the war's roughly 600-mile front line, including in eastern areas that are the main focus of Moscow's military effort before winter arrives, Lovodny in the Zaporizhia region was seized by the Russians early on during the full-scale invasion, which began on February 24, 2022, but it was recaptured by Ukrainian forces during a counter-offensive in the summer of 2023. Though Russia's gains have been incremental, its steady forward movement is slowly adding up as Ukrainians are pushed backward. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The lead counsel for a public inquiry into the 2018 death of a British woman poisoned by a Soviet-developed nerve agent says there was enough poison in the vial she unwittingly opened to kill thousands of people. Dawn Sturgis and her partner collapsed after they came in contact with a discarded perfume bottle. Her partner survived. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.